You're listening to SBS News.
Hurricane Ian blasted ashore in Florida this week as a Category 4 hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it crossed into the state via the barrier island of Cayo Costa, and it bore the brunt of the hurricane's fury.
Well, Sanibel is destruction. For those of you who haven't been, it's a beautiful, place, really neat community, and it got hit with really biblical storm surge, and it washed away roads, it washed away structures that were not new and could withstand that.
Similar scenarios are playing out in other parts of Florida's Gulf Coast, in scenes that are becoming all too familiar to those who have watched weather events become more extreme. Social media is now awash with hundreds of images and videos of devastated streets and homes.
17 years, haven't seen that one.
No.
Where else y'all been?
Here we are, downtown Bonita. Right after the storm.
Damn, this is
underwater.
Utility companies are already on the front foot, trying to restore power to wiped out homes and businesses. Florida Power and Light Company President Eric Salagi says 20,000 crews are already on the road.
The storm is still battering the northeast part of the state. Daytona is being hit right now. We have about 1.2 million customers who are out of power, but we have been able to restore over 700,000 customers before the storm has even left the state, and we're going to continue to work 24/7 to do so.
Mr. Salagi says it's already clear that many things will need rebuilding.
There are sections of our territory close to the beach along the Bear Islands that will require rebuilding. There are some destructive areas that simply cannot be repaired, and they'll have to be rebuilt. Unfortunately, there are also homes and businesses that will simply not be able to safely take the power once it's ready.
Ron DeSantis says authorities don't yet fully understand the scale of the recovery.
Some people that evacuated, they're going to go back and look at their homes and see, is there flood damage? Is there wind damage? Is it going to be habitable? And so all those things, as those happen, we're going to get a clearer picture of some of the unique needs that individuals in this region may have.
The U.S. government has promised to help fund the rebuild. U.S. President Joe Biden says they're going to start by giving flood-affected residents money to replace lost items.
It means the federal government will provide individual assistance of $37,900 for home repairs and another $37,900 for lost property, for everything from automobile to a lost wedding ring. That's what we mean by lost property.
Despite the scale of the destruction, it's not even the major concern. Local media are reporting that at least 500 people have been rescued in Florida's Lee and Charlotte counties alone. There are scattered reports of casualties across the state, and so the human impact remains uncertain. But Joe Biden says it's feared many people have been killed.
This could be the deadliest hurricane in Florida's history. The numbers are still unclear, but we're hearing early reports of what may be substantial loss of life.
Even as Florida counts the cost, it's clear the storm has not yet finished its business in the U.S. National Hurricane Center Director Jamie Rome says Ian is already regaining strength.
Ian weakened to a tropical storm as it moved across the Florida Peninsula, but now that it's re-emerged back over the waters of the Atlantic, it's re-strengthened and acquired the hurricane designation with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. This storm has just been big since it got into the Gulf of Mexico, and that's going to continue.
Hurricane Ian is now predicted to be heading for Georgia and South Carolina. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.